Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday the 18th of September. US initial jobless claims fell again last week. This is part of a pattern. Cyclically, labour markets are improving faster than expected. In the US, this shows up with lower jobless claims and lower unemployment numbers. While in Europe, this is about people coming off furlough. Economic models are hopeless at forecasting unemployment in the recovery because, of course, this is not a normal downturn and recovery. There were no imbalances to be resolved before things can get back to normal. Models are tending to look for a delay which is just not there. The faster improvement in the labour market in the States is an offset to the failure of politicians to agree a fiscal stimulus. The abrupt ending of additional unemployment benefit at the end of July seems to have slowed the pace of consumption growth in the US, and the economic bounce back is, of course, consumer-led. The fact that labour markets are recovering faster than conventional theory would suggest is an offset to that policy failure. There's more sentiment survey data from the States in the form of the Michigan consumer sentiment numbers. These can be ignored. Sentiment amongst the US public generally seems to be pretty good. Fear of the virus is distinctly lower than it has been. The astonishing increase in small business startups since lockdowns have ended has continued in recent weeks. And you do not need to go to the trouble and expense of starting up a small business unless you have a reasonable degree of confidence in the economic outlook. The US current account deficit for the second quarter is due, and it is likely to grow. It will probably be the largest deficit since 2008. Trade taxes have not really changed the US propensity to import. UK retail sales show that the British consumer is happy to go out and spend the savings that they accumulated in lockdown. Retail sales are in the top half of the forecast range. And as is becoming very common as a trend in global growth data, the previous month's figures were revised higher. This is a continuation of the global trend. Consumers are doing better than predicted as lockdowns end and were not doing as badly as initially reported during the lockdowns. The glittering wonder that is the euro is relatively quiet. German producer price inflation does give a hint as to corporate pricing power in that economy, but it's not really something markets are too bothered about at the moment. The numbers were unexceptional. Italian industrial orders data for July is due and is therefore somewhat dated. The Purchasing Managers Business Sentiment Measure for July predicted a very small month-on-month improvement in manufacturing activity. In June, the opinion poll had predicted falling activity and orders rose over 23%, so it's possible that these sentiment polls are a little out of touch with reality. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.